This week on the Frisco Podcast, we're going to take you on a tour of one of Frisco's greatest resources. Elections are coming up, and as always, Wendy's Weekend Roundup. This is the Frisco Podcast for February 20th, 2014. All right, so this past Monday, Wendy went out to City Hall 101, and they did a tour of the Frisco Library.
Yes, so City Hall 101 is approximately, I want to say it's between 12 and 16 weeks of classes on just the basic 101s of Frisco. And so this past Monday, we were at the City Library, and Executive Director Shelley Hawley gave an awesome presentation. The library has a tagline of inspiring intellect, curiosity, and imagination, and she showed us so many things throughout the library that definitely support that mission.
So what I'm getting here is that our library is a whole lot more than just a place with some books.
Yes, definitely. Frisco leads in ebooks and downloadables. They lead in the state in social media, computer classes, literacy and emerging literacy classes. Their teen space is absolutely phenomenal, and adults are not allowed into the teen space. You have to be between grade 6 and grade 12, and that's the only way you can get into that area, which is pretty awesome. They've got some great furniture in there and great computer desk setups, and all that was donated by IKEA, which is really awesome. And they just have a lot of technology that's supporting the library as well. All of the books and everything that you check out have RFID chips in them. So you literally almost scan it like you're at the grocery store. So that's a checkout. And then to check it back in, it just goes on this conveyor belt. And we got to go behind the scenes and see where the conveyor belt of checking back in goes, because those RFID chips are, I don't know how the belt does it, you know, because I'm not a big geek person, but the belt somehow knows what kind of book this is or what kind of item it is and sorts it into the right stack to make it easier for people to then reshelve and restock the checked back in items. That just watching that conveyor belt was like the highlight of my night.
That's pretty awesome. Did they explain to you how the ebook downloads work?
There is a Frisco Public Library app, and you can get them through that.
And does it expire after a certain period of time?
Yes, actually, what happens is the book disappears. So when it's due back, the book disappears off of your device.
And then you have to check it out again if
you want. Exactly. Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It's really awesome. It's very cool. So, but challenges for the library are, since Frisco is growing at the amazing rate that it is, the Frisco Library has an undersized collection, and the current facility has pretty much reached its capacity as far as space and housing, while the demand is still continuing to grow. There are 59,160 library card holders in Frisco, 1.7 million transactions, and the library is 4% of the city budget. And final stat for you is 1.26 million checkouts last year. So our library is definitely used a lot, but
that's fantastic. That's almost 10 checkouts per person in Frisco.
Exactly. And they have a lot of interesting extra things. Like if you're planning a trip to Mexico or to Alaska or to Yellowstone or wherever, they have what they call travel kits. So you literally can go in and find your destination, and they have a box that's like 12 inches by 12 inches by 12 inches. It is a kit box that has maps and books and music that is to that area, everything that you would need to plan a trip for a family or a couple honeymoon. I mean, it's pretty cool that you can check out a kit.
That is very awesome. And I mean, for places like Yellowstone, if you've never been there, it's such an incredible place. It's neat that they have that kind of information packaged up and you can just go grab it and head on off to the wilderness.
And while that kind of kit tends to focus on adults, they also do the same kind of kit idea for kids. So if homeschool moms or in the summertime, you want to keep your kid, you know, bright and sharp. There are packs that have to do with different subjects, and they're age appropriate, and the kid can check out, or your child can check out, things on animals. Or they had one on princesses, and the librarian about fell over because she said, "I can't believe there's actually one here." And people started edging towards it, trying to grab it and take it home. It was funny. So yes, there's a, if anyone has any extra princess books lying around the house, the library will gladly take your donations. It does not matter who the princess is. If it's a princess, they want it.
They want it. It yeah. sounds like if they're having the demand that they are, that really anybody, if you have books, are they taking donations?
Oh,
if
yes.
we're getting rid of books? So.
Yes, yes. And they obviously have their own, you know, criteria, and they have an idea of what their inventory is, and they know what they need. So don't be offended if some of your books get turned around to half price books, because then the money is, you know, keeping that monetary donation.
Yeah,
so it's either way.
Rather than taking a couple boxes of old books, two half price books,
and then getting $4.03 back,
yeah,
for
exactly.
your
just take them to the library, let them keep what they need, and they can sell the rest, raise a little bit of money for
exactly.
this absolutely amazing resource that we have in Frisco. And it sounds like there's so much more to it than most of us know, that
there definitely
yeah.
is. There definitely is.
That's a great
is.
Way to help them out.
And anyone who wants to help them out even more, they have an organization called the Friends of the Public Library. So please, you know, join and find out more about that, about how we can help the library grow and stay relevant to our area.
Do you have any immediate suggestions? Are there other ways that we can help the library out? How do they raise funds besides what comes in from the city? Are there any organizations that are actively helping raise funds specifically for them?
The only one that I'm aware of that raise funds specifically for them is the Friends of the Frisco Library, and then there is the Frisco Public Library Foundation, which is an organization of people that tend to raise more corporate donation, you know, their
right.
higher level donations.
Okay, so there's a couple options there if you want to
absolutely.
Make a contribution or get more involved.
And the library will be holding a focus group to the public in April. So if you're interested in giving some feedback or being involved in that focus group to let them know how they can improve or what kind of services you'd like to see more of, definitely reach out to the library, Shelley Holly, again, and reach out to her there at the library, and you can be involved in the focus group as well.
All right, one last question. You may or may not know, because I don't. But volunteers, do they have volunteers at the library?
Yes.
They do?
Yes, they
okay.
do. Yes, they do. They have several on staff, and then they also would love your input as a volunteer.
Okay, so if you want to get involved that way, that's another, if you like just being at the library more often. I know a while back, one of our writers, Yvonne, did a post on taking online classes.
Yes.
Which you can do through the Frisco Library.
Yes,
which is super
I'm actually
cool.
going to start one today on interior design. So
hey.
I'm totally thrilled. Yeah.
We need to go look at the library and see what other cool classes they have available that
yes.
you can just, yes, the Frisco Library is right in your backyard, but you know, if you just don't want to get out of your PJs, you can still benefit from this just really amazing resource
it
in
is.
Frisco. Okay.
It is.
Well, thank you for the overview.
Thanks.
We'll definitely keep people posted on the good things that are happening at the Frisco Library.
Absolutely.
Now,
as we get closer to summer, there will be more activities going on. So,
speaking of activities.
Yes. The weekend roundup.
What's
yes.
happening this weekend?
So we've got Cirque du Soleil in town starting tomorrow, Thursday through Sunday. They are here, Verikai. I'm not sure if there are any tickets left, but if you have a ticket, count yourself lucky. And that sounds like a great show that's going to happen. Frisco Community Theater is happening on Friday and Saturday of this week at Black's Box Theater. The Foreigner is the play that's happening. And on Sunday and Wednesday of next week, the classic movie series is still going on at the Cinemark. And this week's movie is On the Waterfront, starring Marlon Brando.
Classic stuff.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I'm so glad they're bringing those back once in a while. That's
yeah,
fun.
I know. It's nice to see movies again. It's
on the big screen.
On the big screen. And then next week on Wednesday and Thursday, the Texans Legends are playing here at home. On Wednesday, it's the Tulsa 66ers, pardon me. And then on Thursday, it is the Los Angeles Defenders. And tip-off, as always, is 7 o'clock in the Dr. Pepper Arena.
We'll definitely be there for some of that. And hopefully the
yes.
Legends can break this
yeah.
six-game losing streak they've been on.
I'm going to buy a new T-shirt and hope that that will bring more luck.
Definitely. The T-shirt will do it.
Yes.
You know, those clapper things they hand out that make a bunch of noise drive me crazy, but I might just have to get one.
I know.
See if
we might go crazy with that.
Yeah. Throw it at the other team and try to keep
it. Especially during Boogie with Bill.
Yeah, we
which I have to say
about.
Is one of my favorite parts of the game, no matter what the score is. We love Boogie with Bill.
If you haven't experienced Boogie with Bill, we're not going to ruin it for you.
Yes.
You just need to get tickets, go to a game, and see for
yourself.
And
Boogie with Bill.
Boogie with Bill, that's right.
All right, that's
okay. Last little tidbit is just a reminder, and we'll be doing this weekly, that Frisco elections are going to be coming up on May 10th. And early elections are actually starting in the next, I want to say, week to 10 days. It might be the 28th. It might be, I could be wrong on that. We'll have to double check. But either way, that is coming
we'll
up.
Let
so
you
keep
know.
That on your radar, and we'll let you know where to go vote.
Yep.
In the meantime, thank you all for
have
listening.
Have a great week.
We'll talk to you next week on the Frisco Podcast.